some breaking news from Greece today. Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras, who was elected on a promise of rejecting austerity measures, is resigning and will schedule early elections to choose a new prime minister. John Syropoulos writes the blog The New Athenian. He joins us from Athens. John, is this a surprise?
Hello, Jeremy. Yes and no. Yes, because the government's latest plan was apparently to try and continue to pass austerity bills through Parliament in the summer sessions. But in the event, they couldn't get enough loyal MPs to agree to form those summer sessions. Apparently, Syriza MPs who stood with the government during the last raucous parliamentary debate in which it ushered in the first of a series of bills implementing the austerity measures that Syriza has now agreed to, was simply unwilling. They thought that it wasn't the democratic thing to do to pass such bills under the radar. And so yes, it is a surprise in that sense, because the government's original plan has been upset. But also no, because it's been long rumored that since the schism appeared within the ruling Syriza party, in which the far left tore away about a third of the members of parliament that Syriza has, about 44 people, it's been a question of time for Syriza to seek a renewed mandate and to try and reform itself in a more consolidated and unified way.
And is that what's going on here, John? Because explain the process here. He has to submit his resignation in order to call for new elections. But is the hope then that the people back Syriza again?
Well, I think that the party does believe that it will win a renewed and possibly an even greater popular mandate. Don't forget, this is not the first time Syriza will be triggering an election, but the third in recent years. Back in 2012, it caused a repeat election in June, just a month after a general election produced a hung parliament, because Syriza refused to go into a coalition government with the austerity parties, the socialists and the conservatives. And that gave it a leap of 10 percentage points. It went from 16 to 26% of the popular vote by posing as the anti-austerity alternative. And it again triggered an election in January this year when it refused to form a bipartisan consensus with the ruling conservatives to elect a new president of the republic. And that constitutionally triggers an election in Greece. And that allowed it to leap forward another 10 points to 36% of the popular vote. And I think what Syriza is hoping is that this tactic will work one last time, that the momentum that it's gained over the years as a popular party that really fights for the people, that really is in principle opposed to the austerity of the last several years, even though it has now finally agreed to accept some of it, I think they're hoping that that momentum will give them another few points and possibly put them in the mid-40s, which is what they need to rule without a coalition partner.
John Syropoulos, who writes the blog The New Athenian, speaking with us from Athens, where the breaking news today is that the Prime Minister, Alexis Tsipras, is resigning and is going to call for early elections. This comes just a day after the final approval went through for another bailout for Greece as the Europe tries to keep Greece in the euro. John, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.